This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and it's crunch time for campaigns to drum up voters. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
If you're getting political mail and calls and canvassers at the door, it means that campaigns believe you are likely to cast a ballot in November. In Denver, races are nonpartisan, so canvassers have started targeting the people who always vote as a chance to earn a supporter, no matter their party affiliation. Voting records and ballot statuses are public record, so campaigns know who has voted and who hasn't. So, if you want to stop the calls and canvassers, just return your ballot. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Adams County will consider leaving the Tri-County Health Department. In a release, the county said it would remain a part of Tri-County through December of 2022. The county board chair says Adams had no choice but to reevaluate its plans after Douglas County's commission chose to leave Tri-County. Disagreements on COVID-19 public health orders, like mask mandates in schools, led to that split last month. Local governments, organizations, and agencies have more than $150 million at stake in the annual funding bills making their way through Congress. CPR's Megan Verley reports on some of the Colorado projects included in the Senate package.
$2 million for a youth mental health initiative through the Boys and Girls Club, $7 million to build water towers in southeastern Colorado, $100,000 for a dental clinic in Commerce City. These are just some of the 56 projects Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper shepherded into the annual spending bills. Once the package passes the Senate, though, it will have to be reconciled with the House versions, which contain a different set of priorities. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.